You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Let's welcome on the lines then Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, the Health Minister. Dr. Motsoaledi, good to talk to you. Hello.
Good morning, Falani, and good morning to the listeners.
Thank you very much. Minister, we want to pick up on that story. It was in The Star on Monday about how Francine Kalala, a Democratic Republic of Congo national, gave birth at Park Station after she was allegedly turned away from three state hospitals because of her asylum status. What is the policy? What is the government policy around this matter? But also, I believe that you have done your own investigation there. Please give us the feedback.
Yeah, let me start with policy, Tolani. Because when I saw this story in both the Star and Pretoria News, I was shocked initially and very angry, because this was giving an impression that we don't treat foreign nationals very well, especially asylum seekers, when the opposite is true. One of the hospitals mentioned here, Charlotte Makeke, in May alone, just last month, they delivered 764 women, 431. That is a whopping 56% were foreign nationals. And we've been knowing this, and this has been happening in our hospitals, that in some months we treat or deliver more foreign nationals than citizens of South Africa. So this issue can't be an issue. In fact, I took statistics for Charlotte Makeke from January, February, March, April, May. The total of people delivered in Charlotte Makeke alone from January up to May was 3,508. 1,691 are foreign nationals. That is 47% aggregate. But in May, as I told you, it was 56%. So that story about foreign nationals not there being a policy, it doesn't exist.
Mm.
Yeah, now let me go to this story of this lady.
Yeah.
The only true thing about this story is that she delivered a baby at the Park Station. It has got nothing to do with the foreign status whatsoever. Mm. Absolutely. Yes. Now let me just outline what happened. Immediately I read this story, I phoned Steve Biko Academic Hospital. That's where I usually go for treatment. To ask them exactly why should they do, will they do something like this? They checked all their records at OPD, at casualty. They checked all over. They couldn't find such a patient. They even went to the CCTV camera, believing that maybe she might have been turned away by the security. And they saw nothing. And I really didn't believe them. Until yesterday, when the patient appeared again at Charlotte Makeke, maybe let me outline exactly how it happened that she appears there.
Yeah.
When I was investigating with Steve Biko, they have no records of this patient whatsoever. The MEC in Gauteng was also acting. Her quality assurance team got the phone number of this patient, phoned, and they learned that the patient is going to Best Valley Clinic right there in Johannesburg, because it was 3 days after now that incident, and the baby had developed jaundice, and they were taken to that clinic. They wanted to meet them there at the clinic, but the clinic said, no, we're actually referring this patient to Charlotte Makeke. So the patient went to Charlotte Makeke on Monday when this story was all over the newspapers. And the MEC went to meet her there. The first thing she said she has never been to Steve Biko Academic Hospital at all. She herself now collaborating the story about Steve Biko. Then that leaves us with exactly what happened to her.
Yeah.
The patient has been going for antenatal care here in Western Cape, where she was staying. She came to Pretoria in May, and she attended Semimax Clinic. Semimax is a state clinic in the center of Pretoria. She attended there twice. Now, when they saw her for the last time, they told her that if you feel labor pains, don't come to us, go to Pretoria, Tshwane District Hospital. And if you don't feel labor pains by the 7th, you must just go because you'll be post-date.
Mm.
Now she says she went to Tshwane. In her own account, nobody turned away from Tshwane. What she reports was that one nurse was very rude to her. And while she was being rude, at one stage she mentioned the possibility that she might go for a caesar. She said when she heard the word caesar, she bolted out. She phoned her husband and said, I'm not going to have any caesar. Please wait for me at the Park Station. I'm getting out of this place.
Hmm.
Park Station getting out of a place going where? She said no. She had delivered the baby very well 3 years ago at Nvelo Hospital. No Caesar, no ill treatment. It was a very nice experience. So she's getting into our train to get to at Nvelo Hospital. Unfortunately, when she got to Park Station, the baby could not wait.
Wow.
While she was on her way to Edenville, she then delivered.
Yeah.
She was taken by ambulance to Charlotte Maclerke, which is one of the hospitals reported to have rejected her. At Charlotte Maclerke, she was welcomed by a midwife. I've got the names here. I can give them to you, Tolani, if maybe you think I'm spinning.
Sure, sure.
She was seen by an advanced midwife who examined her, examined the maternity record, and concluded that even while she delivered at Park Station, this is a normal delivery. She just needs a mandatory 6-hour observation. You can't do 6-hour observation at an academic hospital labor ward. It's very busy. So she sent there to Hillbrow. She phoned Hillbrow and said, we're sending this lady for 6-hour operation. We have checked her. Everything is normal. Please observe her for 6 hours before you dismiss her.
Yeah.
I mean, before you discharge her. And that's why she went to Hillbrow.
Okay. Minister, all in all, this was a lie. Who lied here?
Well, it's difficult to tell.
Mm.
It might be that the reporter just wanted the colorful report to get the front page.
But it had quotes. It was quoting, including the family itself. So the family might have misled the reporter as well.
No, that's why I'm saying, I don't know. It might be that. But it might also be the husband who, according to me, he seems like a very flamboyant person. I'm sorry to say that, but this thing, Tolani, I'm still going to investigate it. There's something fishy with this whole story. Now, let me tell you about Tswang, where she said she was threatened about the Caesar and ran away. Tswang Hospital, actually, Tolani, is run by two people who are not South Africans. The Dr. Sue, the CEO, is a naturalized South African, but yet come from the Far East. The medical manager, who is, by the way, the boss of all the doctors, Dr. Mkunzi, is originally from Burundi. And now the CEO was telling me, how do you think, Minister, that the two of us, not originally from South Africa, will turn other nationals when they come to our hospitals?
Sure.
When we were welcome.
All right. Just a quick and final question for you, Minister, because I want to pick up on the stats, though, and you were talking about Charlotte Maclerke and the numbers of foreigners who are giving birth there. Those numbers themselves seem abnormally high. What is going on? Do you think that people are taking advantage of the healthcare system in South Africa, coming through and using it?
No. People are looking for services here. And I mean, we shouldn't be afraid to mention. We've been knowing this long ago, Polani. People from surrounding countries where they are traveled. This lady is from DRC, where it's mentioned in the paper that there is strife. We also have lots and lots of women from Zimbabwe because health services have but all collapsed. I have known this thing from 2018, where I visited a clinic in Hammans Kraal, and the sister told me there that 60% of the people she sees every day are not South African. Even Steve Biko itself, when Gauteng started running out of funds, I remember when the Minister of Finance was still Pravin Gordhan, he said, I want to understand this phenomenon, Minister. Can you allow me to go to sit in a meeting in one of our hospitals? I took him to Steve Biko Academic because it's the nearest academic hospital.
Yeah.
He said in the management meeting, they said, Minister of Finance, please go to the labor ward now. You'll find that more than 50% of the women who are delivering there are not from South Africa, and that's why we are not able to manage our budget. I mean, those are facts I didn't want to disclose. Now, because of the storm of yesterday, I am forced to disclose these facts, which I've been keeping to myself, because when you raise them, it might look like you are complaining or you are xenophobic or what. But your station and the reaction of people have forced me to release these statistics, which I've been keeping from a long time.
Okay, Minister, for now, I must thank you for your time. I'm out of time. Thanks indeed. That's Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, then setting the record straight about what happened to the DRC asylum seeker Francine Ngalula Kalala. But of course, as you heard, some of the stats surrounding who actually is using the public hospitals in terms of giving birth, etc.